Completely unaware at that moment of what was going on in the woods, the sec boss and Mildred were about to part company. After leaving the wood-felling sites, they had walked down to the beach where work was progressing on the refashioning of the boats. From here, they had moved into the villa itself, where the effort was underway to pack up as much of the villa as possible for transportation, while still keeping things running until the time came for them to depart. Both at the beach and in the villa, Mildred was aware that there were sections of the community that resented her presence as an overseer, and were more inclined to talk to the sec boss than they were to her directly. She wondered if Sunita would have been wiser to make the round of the works herself with the sec boss, rather than send Mildred. The doctor had heard some talk among sections of the populace concerning herself and J.B., and also talk of resentment that such an interloper should be acting as a liaison between the leader and the Pilatans. They couldn't be told the truth yet, that Barris was fast approaching the end of his life. Despite the painkiller she had given him, Mildred had known from the first that the leader's condition was critical. What had surprised her was the rapid worsening of that condition. It was as though the old man had been grimly hanging on, waiting for the time to commit to a decision. The arrival of Mildred and the rest of the companions had been the catalyst, and now action had finally been taken. With that unburdening, and the knowledge that any attempt to move him would likely hasten his demise, the old leader seemed to have let go. So his daughter was spending as much time with him as possible, asking Mildred to fulfill her tasks. But the people couldn't be told this, as they couldn't be distracted from their purpose at this time. Mildred and the sec boss arrived back at Sunita's quarters and entered. As Mildred had expected, the leader's daughter wasn't there.
"You'd better get on with your own tasks. I've kept you from them long enough. Lord knows if I'm tired, you must be exhausted, having to nursemaid me as well."
"On the contrary, it is a vital part of my duty, and a part from which I derive great satisfaction working alongside you."
"It's good of you, but it must be a real pain to have to follow my ass around."
"It is something I would follow from choice."
Mildred wasn't sure Marcus realized what he said, but he was looking at her intently, and as her eyes locked onto his, she felt her head spin. He crossed the room and embraced her, bending so that his lips could meet hers. Mildred responded without thinking, pulling him to her fiercely. Marcus's hand slid down Mildred's back to cup her buttocks.
"What now?"
Marcus broke the embrace, shot Mildred a puzzled glance, then rushed to the door. Mildred followed and was astounded to see J.B., supported by Ryan and Christy, hobbling across the main square, while the growing crowd stared at their captive fellow Pilatan, with Elias holding the Glock steadily trained on him.
"Mildred! J.B. really needs some attention!"
"And I have something that I think is equally in need of your attention,"